Another kind of analysis that you're going to read about in textbooks and articles is called mediation analysis. Remember when we were talking about proxy variables the other day and we said, you know, there's an awful lot of things that are correlated that are not themselves the causal agent. There's a bunch of things that are correlated with causal agents, but they're not the agent itself. And then I brought up the horrible example that maybe even variables that we can randomly assign and manipulate aren't in fact the real cause, that there's something else going on. And I chose the example number of practices. I've done a lot of research on number of practices. I've done practice research in at least 18 different species. So I like practice effects. I'm sort of fascinated by practice effects. And they're all run as true experiments, random assignment, manipulation, control, control, control. When I'm all done, I can say practice drives performance. Good causal word there. Drives, influences, creates. Probably doesn't. It probably isn't practice per se. What practice does is it has you doing that task over and over again, thinking about that task in different contexts, thinking about that task different ways during that period of study. When we've had people do pink things and had them sub-vocalize what they're thinking as they work through them, the way that they approach the task after about 10 or 12 of them, the things they say to themselves, the things that they focus on when they're reading, are often very different than at the beginning. It really isn't practice per se. It's the stuff that goes on during practice. So the idea of a mediation analysis is I've got this variable, and I know this variable is related to my criterion, and the question is there something that's going on in between? Is the best way to understand the relationship between these variables as a direct effect or as an indirect effect through the mediator? So that's just what we do. We get the correlation from the bivariate model, just the correlation of the variable with the criterion, and then we build a multiple regression model with both the variable and the mediator together predicting the criterion, and we compare the bivariate correlation here with the regression weight from the multivariate model. Remember what the regression weight from a multivariate model is. It's the unique contribution of that variable to the criterion. So the beta weight for that variable is what does the variable tell us that the mediator doesn't. So we have the correlation and we have the path coefficient and we can compare them. If the path coefficient goes to zero, that means it was never that variable. It was always the mediating variable. There is no direct effect at all. It's all an indirect effect. You might find that the multiple regression model is smaller than the correlation, but still significant, which means it's less important than you thought it was, but it's still important. And then you have no mediation, which is where the correlation and the regression weight are the same size as each other. Even when we put the mediator in, still the variable has the same strong direct effect. How about an example? Mediation effects and analyses highlight the difference between bivariate and multivariate relationships. Notice how it keeps coming back to that over and over and over again. Factorial designs, multiple regression, path analysis, mediation. We have a bivariate result that might not be telling us the whole story. So we run more complex multivariate results. For example, teaching quality and exam performance are correlated about 0.3, medium-sized effect. So that's my path model. With only two variables, that's my path model. Not very exciting, but boxes and arrows. It occurs to one of the researchers that something besides teaching quality might influence the exam performance. And one of those variables is study time. Study time fits in between, thinking temporally causally, study time fits in between the teaching quality, study time, and exam performance. This is a mediation model. The question is it really teaching quality that's driving exam performance, or is there some possibility of an indirect effect, funneled through study time. So we do the model, and we notice that teaching quality does not have a direct effect. Study time has a huge direct effect. But here's what I want you to notice. Teaching quality, according to this model, is still very important. Because teaching quality is part of where study time comes from. Good teaching quality leads to better study time, leads to better performance. It's not a direct relationship between teaching quality and exam performance, but there is a mediation and a strong indirect effect.